your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I am pretty excited today. We got some really fun stuff. I'm very glad to be joined by the incomparable Lynn Miller. Welcome, Lynn.
Hello, everybody.
Damn. The talent, it's the reason people really tune in, I think, just to hear Lynn. We are going to talk about the Drunken Tomato Awards today, and we're going to interview Shelley Buchanan, the founder and CEO of The Drunken Tomato. I had the honor of being one of the judges here just a week or two ago out in San Diego at the awards. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to review a product that actually was one of the entrants at the awards, Lovejoy's, which I've had their regular mix. This is the first time trying their new mix, Thai Basil Bloody Mary mix. So I'm pretty excited. That was one of the entrants, but so I've had it, but we do that blind, so we don't know what we're tasting. So I know I've had it, but I didn't know I was.
Unless you have taste, you don't know you had it.
right. So
I'm excited about this one. It's the Thai basil. It really has me interested.
Yeah, me too. And it is a really interesting looking mix. Just staring through the glass. So we'll tear into that, but first, how about we give Shelley Buchanan a call, and we'll learn a little bit more about the Drunken Tomato Awards. Let's give her a call. Well, hello, Shelley Buchanan. Thanks for weighing in and talking with us today on my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.
You really have to say that
fast. Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Damn glad to have you. So, where are you right now? We're in Wisconsin's sunny West Coast, Lynn Miller and I.
So I'm very happy to say that I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in San Francisco, and it's beautiful skies out. Unlike you, I guess, who has a lot of snow, is what I hear.
A lot of slush.
Yeah. Today it got warmer, which kind of can bite you. You know, it's been super cold. Minus, what, 15?
Yeah, it was minus 27 a couple days ago.
Yeah. As I mentioned, Shelley Buchanan is the founder and CEO of the Drunken Tomato, and she holds an annual awards show or program for Bloody Mary mixes. And it seems to get bigger and bigger each year. And companies can submit their products. And she has a panel of expert judges, of which I am one and proud to be. And you go through a rather rigorous process. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but these companies can come away from the awards with some bragging rights, but also maybe some valuable feedback for their product.
So, you know, the Drunken Tomato Awards, we're in our fifth year right now, and it's been great for plenty of the brands who have done very well and been very successful. Mm-hmm. They've, you know, gotten platinum medals, gold medals, they put it on their packaging, you can see it at the stores, and I'm just really happy to help out the Bloody Mary industry generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting to me. Now, I've been a judge at numerous festivals, and normally they're, they might be local bars, they may be bottled mixes, but it's more geared toward the consumer. But what you're doing really is more of an industry focus, right?
Yeah. So I focus on industry and building up brands is what I'm passionate about. I want brands to be able to have bragging rights. I want to build them up because there's so many small, craft mixes coming out lately. I want them to, you know, be able to have these bragging rights and say, hey, you know, we had multiple people fly out, right, from across the country who are very, you know, good judges of Bloody Mary mixes, and they've judged multiple competitions before. Mm-hmm. And I want the brands to definitely know that when they win an award at the Drunken Tomato Awards, like, it means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you, having judged at some of these events where, you know, you walk up to a booth, you meet the people who make the Bloody Mary, you chat with them, you know exactly what the brand is, and you judge it, and you know, you do your best to be objective, of course, but the way what you're running is, it's almost kind of a scientific method. I, as a judge, I sit at this table, somebody comes out with a cup with a 3-digit number on it, and I have a pad with certain criteria that I judge it. I have no idea what the product is, so there's no, you know, preconceived or ideas. So it's very objective. It's very professionally done. I don't want to stroke you too much here, Sharon.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it is. I mean, it's everything is spreadsheeted and everything is blind taste tested. There's a lot of work that goes into it, for sure.
Yeah, no, I can tell. I'm glad you have to do all the work, and I just have to drink a bunch of Bloody Marys and talk about them.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, so what would you say to a company that maybe has never heard of the awards, and they're not sure, you know, do I want to enter, or they have maybe even decided not to? Why should they?
Because it's the highest prestige that you can get inside of the Drug and Tomato, like inside of just the Bloody Mary industry to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is prestigious. And I go to my local liquor store, well, more often than I care to admit I go there, but I always take a pass through the bottled mixes. Generally, I drink more Bloody Marys that I make from scratch, but, and I think you'd probably agree, the industry has changed, almost like the craft beer, where, you know, you used to have a few, you know, your Budweiser, your Busch, your big names, but now it has become such a craft, and I'm amazed by how many mixes are out there that are very high quality, but I'm also impressed by how many of them actually have the Drunken Tomato Awards, like platinum, gold, silver, right on their bottles. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for it. You know, it's, like I said, it's 5 years now that we've been doing it. We're going to keep doing it. And if you're not a part of the Drunken Tomato Awards, I mean, really, what are you doing? Like, you know, it's good quality feedback also for the brand. And even like, you know, like I know you guys are going to review Lovejoy's. Mm-hmm. And Charles is an amazing person. Like, you know, if you just get to know him, like, he's an amazing person. And so there's these personalities behind the mixes, too, that I think are important.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I enjoy that part of it too. And like where the genesis, you know, how it came about. And usually the good ones have a pretty good backstory. You know, there was some problem, something was lacking, or they had some passion that they wanted to direct. And, you know, those are usually the good ones that have a good story.
I agree with you, 100%.
Well, yeah, God, thanks for taking some time out. I know how damn busy you are, and especially now. So you're probably in the process of tallying all the results. Okay, so real quick, how many judges did we have? I was drunk. Kidding. We had, were there 6-7 of us, and we all individually scored, and then you're going to tally those. What's next?
Yeah, every mix gets judged by four different judges, so there are eight judges in total. And it's great feedback for, you know, the companies and everything.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming there's an entry fee, and do you find places for these people to stay when they come?
Yeah, so a lot of them stayed. So we did it at the Lafayette Hotel in San Diego this year, and it was great. It was like the perfect venue for it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. So when do you think you're going to have the results, Shelley? People are probably chomping at the bit to find out, who's going to float to the top. And let's face it, some of them were awful.
I wouldn't say that they were awful.
No,
I'm some that were less.
Can you edit that out?
Less good than others, for sure. But I mean, that's part of just holding a competition. You know, it's an international Bloody Mary competition. Like, some are going to do better than others, for sure. And the results are usually out in March, like middle of March every year.
Yep.
I've definitely gotten people who are trying to ask me, you know, how well they did and if they performed to the judges' standards.
I've gotten a few of those myself. Hey, when are the results going to be out? It literally, like, one day after we got done judging. But, okay, so mid-March, we'll get the results from the 2022 Drunken Tomato Awards. And, that's going to be interesting. Well.
Yeah, I went through. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I went through the spreadsheet, I think, yesterday, and, like, I looked through just to, you know, kind of gauge where everyone was performing, and it's a lot of the usuals, you know, who did really, really well, and then some surprising new ones who are new brands. For example, Southern Roots, which is a new brand, they just came out in March, did very, very well.
Oh.
And I was not, I don't know one way or another because everything is blind taste tested, but they did exceptional.
Yeah. There's a little reveal you're going to get right here on the podcast you might not otherwise get. So, well, okay. I think Lynn and I are ready to have a bloody, I don't know.
We are. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready.
The garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Well, that was fun catching up with Shelley Buchanan.
she's great. I love her.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good energy, and I like what she does with the Drunken Tomato on the awards in particular. It's a very professionally run event, which I've been happy to be part of. So it's good chat with Shelley. But I bet you're getting thirsty, Lynn.
I'm very thirsty, and I'm really looking forward to this one. Well, this one here.
Yep.
Yes.
So we are going to enjoy some Lovejoy's Thai Basil. Now, Lovejoy's makes the regular mix, which I've had in the past, and I know it's good. And I did have this at the Drunken Tomato Awards, but because it was a blind tasting, I didn't know what it was necessarily. So they also make a hot sauce, too, like a melt-your-face-off hot sauce.
Yeah,
and I haven't tried that yet either, but... So let's give it a try. And what we've been doing is just trying it on its own first. You know, there we go. Can you hear me pouring that?
Yes.
We've got our mics turned up here. But we're also, I should have mentioned, they make a rim salt. And so we have our glasses rimmed with Lovejoy's rim seasoning. And this is an interesting rim salt. Like, here, Lynn, take that. You know, there's little kind of green leafy herbs on there.
It's very pretty. It looks like you can make it into a piece of jewelry. It's quite stunning.
Piece of jewelry.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, as you can see, I only rimmed half of the glass, so we can try it without the rim salt and with. Yeah. Those are, dried chives. I think that's the first ingredient. That's what we're looking at. But let's give it a taste.
I like it without.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That is good. Oh, my God. It's got a little heat. It's got a little heat,
right? It does, and I'm trying to think what else is here.
It's Thai.
I'm just trying to read. Oh, yes, Vietnamese. Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. Some kind of, I've had Vietnamese food, and it kind of has that little bit of, it's quite really good.
I do taste the basil.
Yeah, so I love basil,
it's got a real fresh, kind of herbaceous profile.
And they give back to organizations dedicated to helping or at-risk youth and families experience homelessness.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I, you know, we were talking with Shelley about that, how much we enjoy a good backstory. You know, usually a good mix has got a good story behind it.
Socially conscious, family-owned and operated enterprise that gives back to organizations dedicated to helping at-risk youth and families experiencing homelessness. And the when you get past the label and look at the actual bottle, the ingredient, it's quite some neat.
Yeah.
There's some good herbs floating around in there.
Kind of three-dimensional.
Right.
I mean, I see little bits of, are those seeds? Or I'm not sure. Bits of horseradish.
Maybe it's,
Some darker flecks. It's kind of three-dimensional, as I sometimes call that. There's a lot going on there. Maybe some garlic. Boy, it is very savory. And it's not real thick either. But then it has those little bits, which I enjoy.
Well, the ingredients are quite interesting. Chinese spice, sesame oil, seaweed, lemongrass, shiitake mushrooms. Whoa.
Yeah, this is not your entry level.
No, it's not.
Bloody Mary mix.
And they had to take a lot of thought and a lot of work to figure out how to get all this stuff to work, how this to work well together. It works really well together.
It's balanced. I think that's the trick. Some of these companies will try to get a bit avant-garde, and it'll go kind of a little sideways. Mm-hmm. This one, like, I get it. It's unique, and they're going for a certain taste, and holy cow, they nail it. I'm going to have some more, but you know what? Let's have some vodka. And I thought of another thing we may have neglected.
Oh, you always forget that. Oh. You think by now I'd remember.
What state are we in?
Wisconsin.
So we are going to have a beer chaser.
Yeah, so of course. What kind of beer is that? It's a pretty can.
A little something to clear the palate. Yeah, this is a local beer. It's actually through our convenience store chain, Quick Trip. It's called Quick Series. Now, I'm sure some brewery, you know, makes it for them with their label, but I've heard good things about it. So this is an IPA called Hotspot Hazy.
Whoa.
As you can see, it's like one of those unfiltered IPAs.
It tastes, I'm getting to be a beer connoisseur because I've been drinking so much of it doing these podcasts.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that is good. That's
Have you heard that one before?
No, this is my first time having that.
Yep. Oh,
it's more. When you're ready, I'm going to shoot a little. So I like to do these just on their own first.
Right.
And then I like to do it with vodka because I think the typical end user is going to have vodka. So I think that's a good.
You know, it's nice to know you can drink it on your own if you don't. If you're not a drinker, it's nice to have a mix.
Yep. I do.
I've told people they do not have to have vodka in it. They can do a Bloody Mary without.
Yep.
And they sometimes say they don't drink Bloody Marys. Well, you know, you don't have to drink it with vodka. You still drink Bloody Mary.
No, I don't. You'd be surprised how many of those Bloody Marys you see me with on social media actually don't even have vodka in them. I drink a lot of it without. There you go. There's your.
Yes, I almost forgot to put the vodka in.
Yeah, that's a rookie move.
Mr. Took here.
I got you, Lynn. Okay, so now we've got it with the vodka. Give that another try.
Wow.
Mm.
And I'm not lying. This is really...
This is one of the
one
best,
of my favorites.
This is one of the best I think we've ever reviewed. I'm not kidding. So with the vodka, here's my experience, and I want to hear yours too, Lynn. It thins it out and makes it a bit more refreshing to
me. I agree.
I'm still getting all of those flavors, but there's a little space between them, you know. It's a bit less intense.
And it kind of brings that flavor up into your palate when you're... I mean, it was almost wow. I mean, it's...
Oh, man. We got to get some more of this.
We do.
That's all there is to it.
Along my, so, in my Bloody Mary cupboard.
Yeah. Well, hot dang. This is a damn good mix. And
it's got a really unique...
It does.
And it kind of settles into your... Just, it's delicious.
It is. And so the rim salt, as I mentioned, I rimmed half of the glass here so that you could try it with and without. And so now I'm kind of hitting that rim salt, which to me is kicking it up even another notch. The rim salt is, I don't know, it's very similar to what's in the glass, I think, but it just sort of doubles down a little bit on those flavors.
You taste the foe? The P-H-O, the foe?
I think it's pronounced foe. It does have a certain...
Food.
Like a comforting bowl of hot pho. That's right. See, that's why I have you come around, Lynn.
Because I've just been reading up on a lot of the different, the Korean food and the different... And I'm thinking, this really has got a really great... Got a great mix, great taste.
This bottle is probably not going to see the sunrise.
Probably not.
We're going to finish this one. You know, when I was at the Drunken Tomato Awards, we had a lot of really good mixes. I would venture to say I probably sampled a couple dozen. And there were some that were a lot better than others, you know. We didn't have any real clinkers, but when you have to sample that many, you know, we are very careful to clear our palate and provide space between each one that we're judging. But there were some that, you know, you would take that taste and you would look at it and make your assessments and then move on. But there were some you would finish the entire drink. This would be one of those.
I agree.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, this has been really fun. Big thanks to Shelley Buchanan of the Drunken Tomato. Big thanks to Lynn Miller for joining. And thanks to Lovejoys and their Thai Basil Mix, which is a big, fat Bloody Mary podcast
Lovejoys
favorite.
Lovejoys linkers with you in a good way.
Yeah, if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend it. So we look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to be reviewing a mix called Bloody Buddy. And this is kind of unique because it actually has the vodka in it already. It's all ready to go. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be our next review. So we look forward to seeing you next time. And, you know, don't drink alone. Drink with us.
Definitely.
You don't like it?
Never.
Yes, sir.